Starting last month, Regional Public Transportation Group TransCalIn has expanded their on-demand ride-sharing service to the municipality of Pontiac. Regional County Municipality of DeKalb Warden Mark Carrier explained that they have had on-demand service in the rest of the region for several years, but had difficulty finding a service provider to partner with in the municipality of Pontiac, eventually settling with Taxi Loyal. He added that unlike typical ride-sharing services, riders must be picked up at a designated point throughout the territory, and pooling with other riders is encouraged to reduce fare rates. On-demand rides are currently available Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. and can be booked anywhere from 2 hours to 30 days in advance.
Yeah, it has been almost 2 years, I guess, or that has been implemented in Chelsea, Cantley, Val-des-Monts, and La Pêche. And it exists somewhere else in Quebec, too. It's when you need a transport, and that's nothing to do with, let's say, adapted transport. If you have a restricted, like a wheelchair and those things, that's another thing. So, but let's say you want to go work or you want to go to school, you go on the website transcalin.ca, and there's an app there that you can reserve a transport. And then the way it goes, the people will go get you at one point. And the objective is to have the most people in the car or the van, so it will cost less. You know, at the beginning we were about 1.4, 1.5 person by transport, and now we're over 4 person by transport average. So the more people there's, the less it costs, and the more efficient we can be.
Carriera also mentioned that as of January 1st, TransCalIn has merged with the Sustainable Development Department of the MRC, a move that he said made economic sense and provided some efficiencies.
Yeah, it has been integrated to the MRC DeKalb, so now it's a service from the MRC DeKalb. So the objective is was an economic one and also an for efficiency. Anyway, there was already 4 mayors that were sitting on the board of TransCalIn, so we're quite happy with the, and I think the it's a win-win situation also for the employees. So we're quite happy that, and I think we'll be able to provide even more better services.
For more information, to book a ride, or to submit feedback on the service, you can visit the TransCalIn website. This is Caleb Nickerson with the Local Journalism Initiative.